are here at the 2019 PSCU Member Forum in Austin, Texas. And look who's in the studio lounge, Mr. Doug Leighton from Mike. NISA. How
so
are
good
you?
To see you again.
Good to see you as well. So it seems like yesterday.
It is. Well, we're in the midst of our conference season, aren't we?
It is that, for sure.
And this is always one of the best ones.
Yep.
The PSCU group puts on a great conference. Mm-hmm. They have really good content, great speakers, both at the main stage and in the breakout sessions. And it's also just good to see everybody here at this event.
And nearly 1,000 folks here this year.
Yeah.
They broke a record again.
Yeah.
So
every year it gets bigger and better.
Yep. And that's, I think that bodes well for the industry as well.
Sure.
Things are good. So we like that. So speaking of good, we're talking about contactless or tap to pay.
Right.
So what's the latest that I've been hearing more and more about ever since I went to the Visa Payments Forum last year in DC?
Mm-hmm.
And was blown away by all the technology and the contactless push that you guys were doing there. I've just been fascinated by this topic.
Well, I applaud that you use tap to pay. That's great because we are trying to move away from contactless, which seems a little bit sort of, you know, industry specific,
mm-hmm.
to something that's a little bit more member friendly in calling it tap to pay.
It kind of rolls off the tongue nicely as well.
Tap to pay. And we are making really good progress here in the United States. So on the issuance side, we think there'll be over 100 million cards in market by the end of the year.
Goodness.
So there are a lot of larger financial institutions that are deploying. There's a lot of credit unions that are starting to deploy, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
The acceptance side of the equation, as we've talked about before, continues to make progress. We're now 61% of all the transactions we see in the United States that come through a face-to-face channel are on a contactless or a tap-to-pay enabled terminal, right? So you can actually use it. And we're also seeing the transit agencies come online. So New York is, Chicago is already gone. New York is coming, starting in May. And you'll see some station takeovers where we'll be really promoting tap to pay.
Sounds aggressive. Station takeovers.
Station
tap to pay.
Well,
that's a good thing in this case, though.
Yes, and so they're starting along one of the lines that runs up Lexington Avenue, and then it'll continue to propagate throughout the rest of this year and next.
So, how are you guys educating folks on this, though? I mean, because a lot of people still have the tokens and whatever else is required to ride these trains and stuff. So how are you guys going to educate? Hey, just use your Visa card, boom.
That's part of the station takeovers.
Okay.
Right? So they're marketing effort just are designed to showcase this new capability and show how easy it is for now New York residents to just use their tap-to-pay card to just walk right onto the subway without getting a Metro card.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
How easy is that?
Right. And it's coming to transit agencies throughout the United States. Plans well into 2025 for these transit agencies to start to convert.
I was thinking, out of all the new technologies for card technologies and stuff, I think this is going to be the fastest adoption. This is just my personal opinion, but I think it's going to be the fastest adoption one ever.
Yeah.
Because of just the convenience, the cool factor, all this type of stuff.
Well, it's super fast.
Yeah.
And it is using that same form factor that we're all accustomed to. The notion of we all move from a swipe to inserting.
Mm-hmm.
Now
we're
going to move from inserting to tapping.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's going to drive really rapid adoption, particularly with the fact that so many merchants today are already enabled.
Mm-hmm.
Once a member identifies that they can do this, then they want to do it all the time.
I agree.
Because it is a really good member experience.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that we're working on, though, is fixing the point of sale. So, and I don't
please.
Mean fix it in the sense that it's broken. I mean fix it in the sense that the signage around it is very uneven.
There's a lot going on.
And yeah, there is. And it's confusing.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, you may not even know that you can use a tap-to-pay card until after you've inserted the card because the scripting on the terminal doesn't quite recognize.
Right, you kind of go,
and then you're sort of, then the member's learning or having to like remember, at this terminal, at this supermarket or wherever I can do tap-to-pay.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working really closely with the merchants and acquirers to clean that up, to make it universal that the signage is good, everybody sees that little logo that has little things like this, and the scripting on the terminals when the terminal wakes up for you to pay indicates that you can tap. So that's a big initiative for
us
and for the industry this entire this year and next.
Doug, as a consumer, I applaud you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. A collective hallelujah out there.
Because
that terminal is a mess now. But it's going to get better.
So I encourage all of your viewers to be thinking about contactless.
Okay.
And to make sure that their credit unions have plans in place.
Yeah.
Don't You don't have to go reissue your entire portfolio,
right.
But you need to be thinking about it. You need to be working with your processor. You need to be working with PSCU to enable contactless so that it'll be ready to go in your plans when ready.
Right, and that shows the member that your credit union is with the latest and greatest.
Right.
They're on top of the technology.
They're on top of the technology.
Which is a great image to have out there.
Very much so.
Cool. All right. Hey, let's switch gears here. Yeah. Can you talk about the current financial inclusion programs you guys are doing with Filene?
Yeah, so we're really excited about this. We've talked a lot about the Reaching Minority Households Incubator that brought five products together and tested it with 40 credit unions throughout the United States. Two emerged from that as with fully baked product plans, right, with fully baked implementation guides. And that's I-10 lending, I-T-I-N lending for non-residents, and micro and small business lending.
Okay.
So to take that to the next level, Filene is hosting five seminars, in-person seminars, that you can learn more about if you go out to filene.org.
Yeah, yeah.
You can register for them, but they're in Miami, May 2nd and 3rd, Chicago, June 25th and 26th,
okay.
New York City on July 16th and 17th,
okay.
San Francisco, August 20th and 21st,
okay.
and Austin, Texas, right back here,
on
September 24th and 25th.
Okay. So one a month, basically.
Yeah, and so these are seminars, workshops for credit union professionals to learn about taking these products, which have emerged from this incubator as ones that really do reach into communities and bring more people into financial services, and they're products that are profitable.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a charitable effort. These are products that generate a real ROI for the credit union or the broader membership. So we encourage folks to go out to finally.org and identify which one might be closest to you.
In their area.
Sign up and come participate and take these products to the next level outside.
Who would you suggest from a credit union go? I mean, what's the target for anybody in there?
I would think it would be marketing professionals.
Okay.
It would be folks on the lending side, folks that might be looking at underwriting.
Mm-hmm.
I would also suggest that if there are our financial wellness specialists within the credit union, that this is another area in which you're reaching out to the community and you're bringing in people into financial services that may not have normally had that opportunity.
Gotcha. Yeah, great for credit unions for sure. All right. We'll put a link in the show notes to that as well, so people can get right to it quickly. So last question here for you. What should credit unions be focused on this year and then beyond? I mean, can you believe next year's going to be 2020?
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds so futuristic a few years ago.
It does.
And now it's it's upon us. So.
Well, like we've talked about, contactless is big.
Yeah.
That's a short term. That's something to think about in the short term. Again, make sure that your plan is ready. Maybe start to deploy in the short term with a more... a larger scale rollout as the...
I don't think the holiday season would be prime for
that. Big. The other things that credit unions should be thinking about is if you have a credit program, make sure that you are optimizing your credit program. We'd be happy to help you with segmentation and growth strategies around credit, turning credit from a lending product to a spending product is something I think that that credit unions should be focused on. And of course, looking into the digital future, right?
Okay.
And the key thing there is tokens and enabling tokenization.
Mm-hmm.
That's a technology that many credit unions have deployed, but many still have not. And that enables you to get into Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, Google Pay, as well as participate as increasingly the e-commerce environment. When you store your card at a merchant, that will be tokenized too. So you're not actually storing the account number, you're storing a token.
Okay.
And lastly, in that same vein, it's making sure that you're looking at e-commerce or you're looking at the Internet of Things, you're looking at those digital payments separately from face-to-face. So you have separate marketing strategies, you have separate communication strategies to your members, you have separate authorization and risk strategies, because that's where all the growth is happening. And more and more transactions are moving into a card-not-present space. In fact, it's more than 50% if you count bill pay and other ways in which you may have stored your card.
Right.
And making sure that those cards are top of that wallet are really important. And
or top of phone.
Or top of phone, or top of device, or top of automobile.
Yeah.
Whatever it's going to be.
You're right.
And you need to be talking to your members about why your card should be there. And the benefits, the rewards, if applicable, the safety and security of those transactions.
Yeah, I thought I saw some stat somewhere after the most recent holiday season. I think a majority of purchases were online as opposed to going to a physical retail place to buy something. I don't know how they got that stat, but I'm not sure.
It continues to take share. So from our numbers, e-commerce as a percent of total transactions is still not a majority. The majority is still,
that was just at the holiday season.
But it is where all the growth is happening. And every year, billions and billions of dollars of share moves from face-to-face to e-commerce.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of that, too, is this omni-channel notion, right? Where you may go to a retailer and buy online and pick up in store.
We know that
Target does that. We know that Nordstrom does that.
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of blurs the line. That's
grocery
technically
stores
a card.
And stuff now?
Grocery stores. Yeah. So that's a card not present transaction,
right.
But you're actually picking up the physical good in some cases minutes later at the store. Those lines are continuing to get blurred, but at the same time, we as a industry need to make sure that we're treating those transactions in such a manner that we get the highest approval rates and we get those cards at top of wallet.
Indeed. I think that's called phygital.
Phygital.
Physical and digital.
I saw
combining.
Some guys say that. Yeah.
Worlds collide.
Spelled out, and it was hard to identify. It took me a while to figure out what he was saying.
It's like, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Digital,
all right.
Yeah.
Anything else to wrap up, Doug? I mean, this is exciting times for sure.
It is.
Payments are just going a mile a minute. It's crazy.
It's an exciting time.
Yeah.
And payments over the last, I've been in now for 21 years.
Mm-hmm.
21 years ago, it was a sleepy little part of a lot of banks and credit unions' business, and now it's front and center, and you've got conferences like the PSU conference here, where we have two solid days on payments and what is the best for members. Yeah. So
it's exciting.
A lot going
on. I never thought me as a consumer would get excited about payments, but coming to things like this and getting educated on it and finding kind of the behind-the-scenes stuff, what goes on and what you guys are doing, what PSEU is doing, it's really kind of exciting, you know? It's really cool to see its progression.
Yeah, it's not this sleepy little...
Oh, not at all.
It's really interesting. It's really disruptive. There's all kinds of new players entering the market every day, and they're creating all these really interesting innovations.
Yep.
It's a cool time.
Indeed. All right.
Yeah.
Great message to end on. Doug, thank you so much, sir.
Thanks, Mike. It's always
a
pleasure.
Well done.
All right.
Doug Leighton, everybody. Visa. Go check him out.
Bye.